Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 15, 2023. Feel the desires of others. Question: why is it so difficult to feel or acquire other people's desires? Answer: because we are the opposite of them. We are egoists. I cannot feel you. I do not see you at all. I see your image the way I want to see it and immediately treat you that way because I perceive you, everything around me, and myself personally in a desire, since desire is a natural material, and there is nothing else besides it. It means that in my desire, I see your image like this, and that is it. I cannot perceive it in any other way within me. I feel you in the form in which my desires want to feel you, otherwise, you do not exist. Question: but why is it so easy for me to become like some desire of advertising or something else, to want an iPhone or another trinket? Answer: because advertising plays on you. It knows in advance what image to create so that you will positively accept it. It is as if you know exactly the desire and taste of your friend, and create, say, a girl who absolutely, 100% causes admiration in him and fulfills his desire, as if you are some Pygmalion. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. To Feel the Desires of Others, July 28, 2011. Money is a copy of our internal relations. Question: Kabbalah offers humanity to get rid of suffering by rising above egoism and ceasing to earn money for others. Does it mean that people will deprive themselves of the pleasure of receiving money, but will get rid of suffering? Answer: people need money in order to feel secure in their lives, while it is normal and sufficient for an animal organism to have what is necessary for its functioning. Money itself, especially in the next wave of the crisis, will demonstrate its failure. There can no longer be a connection between us based on it. In principle, money is something I give you, something you give me, something one of us earns and wins at another's expense. It is a copy of our internal relationship, what I want from you and what you want from me. This is expressed in the number of banknotes that we exchange with each other. I come to an employer, I work for him, and I get paid. This is our relationship. It is the same in a store, in society, everywhere, even between spouses. It all is expressed in some kind of monetary equivalent because we constantly want to receive something from another person. Money is the equivalent of our egoistic efforts. Today, however, our efforts should turn into altruistic ones, which at first can also be measured in money. I want to bestow to you. How much? This can also be measured in money. But it works in a completely different way. That is, we do not make any revolutions in the world, we do not change the current system itself. We only change the attitude of a person to what has been created. But this change is drastic. It adds a soul to a person, that is, the quality of bestowal. In this soul, in this quality of bestowal, he begins to feel that he is on the next level, in the spiritual world. Thus we do not go against those social systems that have been created up until today. We are only talking about changing the quality of the relationship between us. But with this we gain the next level, eternity and perfection. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Money of the Future, July 16, 2011. Healing the Sick Organism. Question: given that Kabbalists cannot influence a person against his will, how do they create a spiritual field? Answer: when they create a field between themselves within this large, still sick organism that is affected by all sorts of tumors and cancerous elements, an understanding emerges that there is a major positive healthy organ. Other cells of the body want to connect to this organ. These are my cells. In a way, I am healing myself. Question: so in fact, a Kabbalist generates desires for others? Answer: if we talk about the correct conceptual understanding, it is not the others but myself, it is within me. By connecting between us, We create a positive field around ourselves, which on the outside positively affects the whole of humanity, supposedly just like that. But in fact, the inner work of course takes place in another reality, the true one. First of all, you begin to understand what our world is and perceive reality correctly. Like in the movie The Lawnmower Man, where the main character is fighting inside some white cube, as if inside himself, reflecting his thoughts. It becomes quite clear that everything is inside you. Only it is not limited by some external cube, it is in you or you are in it, it doesn't matter how you say it. Separation disappears whether it is in me or I'm in it. Our task is to correct all our desires, which we perceive as external and human in relation to each of us. Correction of inanimate, vegetative, and animal desires does not depend on these desires, they are not independent. But in every desire of the fourth type, the human in me, there is its own free will. Therefore, I can correct this desire only if I integrate in it and pass a certain amount of information to it. The desire will evaluate this information, accept it, and connect itself back to me. That is, this sick cell, this sick body or organ, can make its own decision whether to connect back to me or not. Question: why is it when you explain that we are so drawn to visualization? Answer: we have nothing else. We have to imagine everything in the form of some image. But this is temporary. When you start to seriously work with desires, the meaning of time between them disappears, the sense of space disappears, only the causal relationship of desires remains. Therefore, I can no longer say whether it exists in me or outside of me. It is desire. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Unreal Reality, June 27, 2011. Advertising, psychological manipulation. Question: why do I easily accept the desires of advertising, but I cannot feel the inner desires of people? Answer: because companies study what you would like to have and start creating ads that would exactly fit your desire, using a bit of lies and leaving a little something unsaid. Let's say you have an initial desire for an iPhone, and the advertisers practically show you, this is exactly what you need. This is what you really want. Think and have a look. They start spinning advertisements in front of you, showing successful men and beautiful women with iPhones in their hands. You start to feel like you want one too. That is, you get not only an iPhone, but you see yourself as lucky, well dressed, and in the company of people like that. It is all psychological manipulation. In Kabbalah we do not deceive, but turn to the more internal, deeper needs of a person. Food, sex, family, power, fame, money, and knowledge, we do not sell it. These are egoistic fulfillments. In principle, everyone has them in their natural form. Therefore, advertisers simply shape them for a certain circle of society. They study society and thus sell unnecessary things. If the thing were necessary, it would not have to be advertised. During a famine, you do not have to advertise bread. It is all clear. I remember how there was no advertising in the Soviet Union because there was nothing on the store shelves, one was struggling to buy anything there. But in America, where there was an overproduction of goods, there was advertising, the purpose of which was to make people buy. But now the people's demand is gradually moving to other things. Therefore, we need to show them that we can sell such a product, that is, to give the advice they need. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. To Feel the Desires of Others, July 28, 2011.